is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And we pray that you are having a great week. And if you do not have a church that you attend a midweek service on, we've got a Bible study tonight at 7 p.m. Our youth ministry is at 7 p.m. And we want to invite you out to both of those or one of those, depending which age demographic fits your style. We've got a graduation party that's going on this weekend for one of our high school graduates, and we got just all sorts of wonderful, wonderful things that are going on. Memorial Day is this weekend, and other wonderful things happen next week. So just a lot of exciting things. And we want to start off today by saying thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And Bill is one of those people that is really, really skilled at what he does. Bill with Creative AC Solutions. His wife Heidi is our worship leader. And one of the things we're talking about seeking justice here on the Refresh radio program, and one of the things that he does not like is he does not like to see people taken advantage of. And with everything that has been rising in price of late, you cannot afford to, you know, run second, third, and fourth options and things like that. You need somebody that knows what they're doing and will remedy the situation for as reasonable a price as can be done. And so whether it's a repair or a replacement, I encourage you, give Creative AC Solutions a call, 759-3284. They primarily operate exclusively here in the central part of Brevard County, and they work on just about every type of system that you can think of, so you can give them a call and have them come out. Listen, heat is coming. Heat's already been here. Heat's coming, and it'll stay for 5-6 months. And so I know some people, I know some of the solutions that they have resorted to when their AC system went out. I want you to stay safe. I want you to stay cool. I want you to be well taken care of. So give Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. Today we are going to the book of Psalms, and we are going to be in Psalm 119. Psalm 119. There's a couple of references to justice in Psalm 119. Of course, there's a couple of mentions for everything in Psalm 119. It is the longest chapter in the Bible. It only has a mere 176 verses in it. So in Psalm 121, we've already talked about this truth, so we're just going to read it. And Psalm 119, 121 says, "I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors." Psalm 119, 145 is where we're going to begin our reading today, and we are going to read down through verse 160. It says, "I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. A couple of things that you will notice that happens quite a bit in this section of Psalm 119. It says, "Hear me, O Lord. I cry out with my whole heart," verse 145, verse 149. "Hear my voice according to your loving kindness." So there is an emphasis in Psalm 119, this portion, about God hearing us when we pray. Aren't you glad that we have access to the throne of grace that we may find help in our time of trouble? Psalm 119 as a whole has a tremendous emphasis on the word of God. In verse number 147, it says, I hope in your word, or I have confidence in your word. It was the reason I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. I have confidence in your word. Verse 148 goes on and it says, my eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. So there is a godly solution if you are having bouts with insomnia, and that is that you can fixate not on your problems, but on the word of God. And the devil won't like that. If he's been the one keeping you awake, he's going to let you go to sleep because he doesn't want you focusing on the word of God. It goes on and talks about Psalm 154, revive me according to your word. And then drop down to verse number 158. It says, I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Okay. There is a different reaction that the godly have to the word of God than those who don't understand the word of God, do not live by the word of God. They do not keep it. They don't maintain it. And then Psalm 160 says, or 119 verse 160, it says, the entirety of your word is truth. And if you remember on one of our programs, either yesterday or the day before, we had talked about that, it was on yesterday's program, the works of his hands, God's hands, are truth and justice, or verity and justice. So justice has a foundation, and it is the word of God. Today, we are going to, we mentioned those, but we're going to focus in verses 149 through 159, the different aspects that the psalmist writes here about God reviving us. Okay? I don't know too many Christians that have not at some point in time cried out for revival. That literally means make us alive again. So it's not just resuscitation. It is breathe into us again. It is revive us. It's, you know, we're not functioning the way that we should, and we need God to do something. And so in verse 149, it says, hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. Okay, and so for believers, when we are overwhelmed, when we are oppressed, when we are persecuted, when the wicked are pursuing us and they are in relentless pursuit, we have a solution. That is, we can cry out to God, and he says, God, according to your loving kindness, hear my voice. I've always noted this particular observation when it comes to preaching, and the proximity of the nursery is close enough to the sanctuary that you can hear whenever a child is crying. And that is this, that if there are multiple children in the nursery and a mother or a baby cries, the correct mother gets up and goes and attends to the child because they recognize their voice. They recognize the distinction. Another thing that's interesting about mothers is they can translate the cry. I'm throwing a temper tantrum, so I'm crying. Okay, well, I'm not responding to that. Ow, I hurt myself. They can respond to that. They interpret that, and bam, they're off running. They have an ear towards the one that they love, and it says, because you hear me, O Lord, revive me according to your justice. To your justice. It is not just God's mercy that leads us to being redeemed. It is God's justice as well. And just the same as I believe that we can count and rely on God's word to be just as true in the other areas of our life as it is for his salvation. I don't know too many Christians that are not revived at the thought of he will never leave me and he will never forsake me. His never-failing presence brings great assurance. So when it comes to provision, can you imagine trying to live in this world and not knowing if there's going to be enough provision? It's an entirely different mindset than what we have. And so God has placed in his word his promises. And the psalmist says, God, revive me according to your justice. And God's justice is flawless. So being revived spiritually is part of God's justice system. Let's move on to the second one, and that is in verse number 154, Psalm 119. Verse 153 says, consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Revive me according to your word. It is somewhat head-scratching to me, puzzling, that many people expect there to be spiritual revival apart from God's word, when the word is part of God's justice system to bring revival. It is a fundamental element of God's justice system. Revive me according to your word. I don't know about you, but if I was going to court and I had been charged with something, and the attorneys had come in and said, you know, you're guilty, you're going down, there's no hope, we have you dead to rights on this. And all of a sudden my attorney came in and said, listen, I know the law inside and out, and the charges that they are making against you are not supported because of the word of the law. I hear this in the legal system. Words matter. Words matter. And the word of God matters exponentially. And so there may be many times when you are facing problems, and all of a sudden a scripture gets downloaded into your spirit, and it can change your mindset in a moment. I remember I was in a service, and it was primarily ministers. And if you don't think that ministers ever get tired or burned out or anything like that, We do. So we were in this service, and my wife was working the graveyard shift. I was working, taking care of the kids, and then she was working the graveyard shift. So we were working two different shifts. And so there's just a small little overlap there. And we go to this revival service, and she and I were the first two to respond. And up until then, it looked like one of my altar calls. Nobody was responding. And we went up, and all of a sudden, that caused a flood of people moving to the altar. Had a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Had a little bit of a conversation with the Lord, and it was like this. He said, "Open your eyes," and I did, and there were people seeking God all over the place. And he said, "What does it look like?" And I said, "God, it looks like a war zone. It really did. There were people crying out to God all over that sanctuary. They were falling on their face. They were seeking God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength." And he said, "It is a war zone, and the devil thought he almost had you." And that word from God caused a radical transformation in my mindset of the moment. You need to hear what God has to say about you. You need to hear what God has to say about what he's going to do on your behalf. You need a word from God as to what he's going to do to the enemy of your soul. I was at another minister's meeting and was going through a serious challenge spiritually. And I went and I said, "God, I need to hear from you." Very much along the line of verse number 149. And over the next 45 minutes, God quickened a scripture to me that I can still remember to this day. And I remember the way that I came into that service. I remember the way I went out to that service. And it was a revival because God had brought his word alive in my spirit. His word never changes. It is just our awareness of his word. It is our confidence in his word. And his word will bring revival. There's a third reference here, and it says in verse number 156, "Great are your tender mercies." Oh, by the way, if anybody says verse 156, it's Psalm 119. There's no other chapter in the Bible got that many verses in it. Just Psalm 119. "Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments." Now, I don't know how many people have that much confidence to throw themselves on the mercy of the court when the judge is God. Now, let me tell you a little bit about God in regards to him sitting on the throne as the judge of the spirits of all mankind. Okay? He knows things about you that you may not even know about you. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows how tall you are. He knows your natural hair color. He knows your real weight. He knows your real age. I've known people that denied all of those things. I remember a person saying, "Don't tell them how long you've known me." It's like, "Oh, okay, I won't." But God knows the details. He also knows the thoughts that you think. He knows the steps that you take. He knows you very, very well. There's not anything that he's unaware of. So there's no way that you're going to be able to bluff your way through that particular situation. He also knows the word of God far better. You know, all you got to do is look at Jesus' temptation in the wilderness to see that every time Satan distorted or contorted a verse, Jesus said, let me school you on the Word of God. I am the Word of God. He is the living Word of God. It's quick. It's powerful. It makes a difference in people's lives. He knows what the verdict is. He knows what your enemies are doing. He knows their plans. He knows everything about everything. So when we come in there, there's only one way. There is only one way that you can pray this. God, revive me according to your judgments. Only one way that you can pray that. And that is if you've asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life. If you haven't done that, you're guilty. The Bible says if you're guilty, if you've violated one area of the law, you're guilty of the whole thing. And I know I've violated areas of the law. I know you've violated areas of the law. You say, you don't even know me. You're breathing. You're alive. You're not perfect. You violated the Word of God. You're guilty of something. You'd better ask Jesus to be the Savior and the Lord of your life. And when you do that, all of a sudden, he says, God, the Father, I'm your son. I'll be representing Bob Arthur's before you today. And he was guilty. He was guilty. He did it. But he didn't stop there. He asked me to forgive him. He asked me to be the Lord of his life. He asked me to empower him so that he didn't do this again. And I've wiped that sin away. And the accuser of the brethren is over there, you know, grinning from ear to ear because he makes accusations. Doesn't say that his accusations are false. He just stands and accuses. But when the gavel sounds, it's a revival that takes place in us because of justice, because Jesus paid the price for my sin. And he paid the price for your sin too, if you will allow him. Allow God's, the accountability that we have before God, the judgment that he pronounces over our life, allow that to be a revival. Some of you are carrying around guilt and condemnation when the judge of all the earth has pronounced you forgiven. I sentence you to life in Jesus' name. That's the verdict of the Father. May that be a revival in your spirit today. There's one more, and verse number 159, it says, consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. So we've talked about God, revive me according to your justice. God, revive me according to your word. Revive me according to your judgment. Did you know that one of the greatest motivators for our actions in this world is because we have a love for somebody? It changes the way that we see them. It changes the way that we hear them. It changes the way that we respond to a situation in their life. If you see an ambulance that's going down the road, the way that you look at that situation changes on whether or not a person that you love is on the inside of that ambulance. And so I want you to understand today that God is moved with compassion, full of compassion for you. He is tender-hearted towards you. His loving kindness is toward you, and he revives you, not just because it's the right thing to do, not just because you asked him to, but he revives us according to his loving kindness because he loves you. He loves you. So I want to ask you to put it in this perspective. What would you do if someone that you loved was right there and you were able to help them, Would you stand idly by? Say, huh, they're not breathing. You know, if they'd ask me to help, I'd help. I don't think any of us would do that. We wouldn't have to wait for them to ask. Did you know the Bible says that Jesus knows what you have need of before you even ask? And he wants to revive us. Okay? He, as a believer in Jesus Christ, our first love for Jesus should not be the high water mark. It should just be the launching pad. And wherever you are in your walk, maybe you're not walking with God. Maybe you're still dead in your trespasses and sin. The reason we need a spiritual revival is because apart from Christ Jesus, we are dead in our trespasses and sin. And so we need to ask him to forgive us. There's no other way, no other course of action, just him. And so if you haven't done that, you need to ask him to forgive you of your sins and then allow that to be the launching pad of your life. You say, you know what? He revived me yesterday. Do I want him to revive me again today? Yes, because I want my life to be better today than it was yesterday. I want my life to be more in line with the word of God. I want him to judge me and govern me and correct me and discipline me. I want all of that stuff in my life because people's souls are hanging in the balance. You know, there's an old story that said, you know, what do you want them to say about you at your funeral? And one person said, I want them to say that I was a good husband. And another one said, well, I want them to say that I was a good father. And the third person said, I want them to say, look, he's alive. Can you imagine how much ministry in America would be transformed if every person that names the name of Jesus as Lord and Savior were being revived daily by God's justice, being revived according to his word, being revived according to his judgments, and being revived according to the loving kindness of God. I tell you what, if that happened on a daily basis, people would be seeing that we live a different style of life than what they do, and they'd want to be revived as well. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
To an empty grave, he rose to life.